As we walked into the shop, we got a back counter. Now, the joke was that a friend of mine used to come in for cigarettes, and he said, you know, you're back in the war. You've still got your cigarettes in the drawer under the counter. So that it was that kind of an establishment. And if you wanted a tin of emulsion paint, there would be somewhere in the shop a tin of emulsion paint, cheese and butter. And a lady used to come in, and she'd always tell me off because I couldn't cut her cheese in a slab. It would crumb.
And did old age pensioners come in to get their pensions?
Yes. They come with their pension books, and some forgot their glasses and would I sign it for them. And the other ones, they weren't sure whether they came in last week or not. And then we had, they changed the shape of the pound note, paper money, and these two rather nice ladies came in with four little, what you and I would call them, a little handbag, stuffed with these pounds. So we had to almost iron them out and then count them in front of them. Yeah. Grandma Fulton was furious. We called her Grandma Fulton. Grandma Fulton was furious, absolutely incensed, doing this action of trying to count crinkly pound notes. Yeah.
And did they do telegrams in that period of time?
No. And we did have a telephone, and they'd come in and ask for 3 pennies for the coin box across, and not buy a thing. Oh, that was another one that incensed us. And the other, of course, we roar with laughing. If you go into York Museum, they've got street, haven't they? And they've got the bell over the door that the bell used to jangle.
So now, that people would open the door and it would ring the bell.
It would ring the bell and he could hear it all over the house, yes. But the other one was, we had bell push in the hall. We did the bookkeeping and it all had to balance. You couldn't even be a penny out.
Can you remember the other shops on Church Street then in the 1950s
and 60s? Well, Shirley had the shop that Midgley's took over, and Connie had a little business down some cellar steps. My mother said the post office made me a better woman. It gave me tolerance and it gave me patience and it gave me a smile every day.
What about the pubs that were nearby in that time? Did you ever go in the White Hart and the Two Pointers?
Right. Let's say the day after Claude died, we had to do an inventory on what was the shop and the post office and record all that would be part of his estate. And so I said to Grandma, I'm going to go down to the off-licence, to outsales, and ask them for a bottle of brandy. We're going to be at this all night. And we had started off with coffee with a drop of brandy in it. But about 1 o'clock in the morning, we were having brandy with a drop of coffee in it. And the policeman, who we knew, because he'd been backwards and forwards with all sorts of messages. He knocked on the window. He said, you ladies all right? I was giggling. I was up the ladder counting the packets of, is it lime that you put underneath something to... I got the giggles, but he wanted to know if we were all right, but we'd drunk so much brandy. And the thing was, I went down to the local... The landlord said, I said I wanted brandy and Coke. I'm going to take Coca-Cola's home. Don't stop Coca-Cola. And if we did, we won't put bloody brandy in it. You know, it was a cracker. I screwed up my courage to go. And in those days, women didn't go into pubs, did they? Or anywhere near the bar.
And was there much bother in the street with drunks from the local pubs in that time?
No. When I lived on Holmesley Lane, I had a huge patch of daffodils, and about 1 o'clock in the morning, the other voice said, "I'm just going to get some daffodils for Missus." They were helping themselves.